This podcast, thanks to wineforia.com.au, putting great Australian wines that you might not have tried right in your glass. Order the exclusive introductory offer now and save over $100 on the recommended retail price. Visit wineforia.com.au. That's wine, P-H-O-R-I-A.com.au.
The former federal member for Robertson on the central coast of New South Wales, Deb O'Neill, spent some time as a local member up there and achieved in that time what I would say is precious little. She was cast aside by the electorate at the last election, but because she's a Labor Party hack, they found a place for her in the Senate. Now, one would have thought anyone that is representing the Central Coast either in the lower house or in the Senate would be overjoyed at the news that the Daily Telegraph and News Limited have lent their sizeable support to reinvigorating the Central Coast, where unemployment is above the state average for adults, it's way, way in advance of the state average for youth, and it's disadvantaged. They don't have a university up there, they need to refurbish hospitals, they need to reinvigorate transport routes, both road and rail. One would have thought that someone who really, really had the Central Coast at heart would have been fully supportive of it. But instead of that, this woman, Deb O'Neill, has gone on local radio having a crack at the majority shareholder of this radio station, John Singleton, for his fervour for getting a better deal for the Central Coast. What she tried to do on local radio, she tried to portray that John Singleton, who is the majority shareholder of this radio station, as well as trying to get a better deal for the Central Coast, is in it for what he can get out of it. Now, I've made a point, because I'm on this task force appointed by Singo to try and get a better deal for the Central Coast, I've tried to point out time and time and time again that John Singleton will not benefit by 1 cent. In fact, he's out of pocket for trying to get a better deal for the Central Coast. He's just a real believer in the Central Coast, and he wants a better deal for the Central Coast. Fancy a politician who got punted by the electorate sticking her nose back in the trough via the Senate, having a crack at someone about self-interest, particularly when it's not true. Let's have a listen to what Deb O'Neill said last night on CFM.
The John Singleton bankrolled print campaign to get more for the Central Coast has hit a nerve with some. Labor Senator for New South Wales and former member for Robertson, Deborah O'Neill, says the Forgotten Coast is less about our region and more about a man.
What we know about Singo is that he's going to look after himself first. One of the main requests in his negotiations for the last federal election was a bigger airport so that he could land his plane. So any charade about wanting to help the average person on the coast is absolutely lost.
A charade. You despicable woman. And I'm offended because, yes, he's a mate of mine, as well as being the majority shareholder of this radio station. Now, a number of things, Miss O'Neill. He doesn't own a plane. In fact, when he needs to go to either, I guess, Brisbane, Sydney, or somewhere else, Newcastle, Wollongong, he'll get his chopper to take him. And if he doesn't use the chopper, he'll catch a commercial flight from either Newcastle or Sydney Airport, depending on where he's going. Yes, he has a chopper, which doesn't need an airport, because it lands at his property at Mount White, where there's actually an approved helipad. But no jet. So, I mean, just the level of ignorance is breathtaking. I mean, yes, he's often seen arriving at the races in a helicopter. He's a very wealthy man. Good luck to him to have a helicopter. Wish I had a helicopter to come to work if I'm wanting, but I don't. I drive. But he doesn't own a jet plane, and if he was lobbying for a better airport, I would have thought it was to get people into the area, save driving from either Newcastle or Sydney, to visit, holiday on the Central Coast. But, of course, that wouldn't stand in the way of this stupid woman, Deb O'Neill, portraying that John Singleton was simply looking after himself. She used that expression in that radio grab, and then typified her stupidity and ignorance by suggesting that John Singleton had lobbied for an airport on the Central Coast so he could land his jet. He doesn't own a jet, you silly woman. Now, this is a sort of nonsense that can do great harm to a great initiative. You'd think someone like Deb O'Neill, who has lived on the Central Coast, I don't know if she's still there now, because she's mainly in Canberra, you'd think someone like her would want a better deal for those who still spend most of their time on the Central Coast. But no, instead of getting behind the notion of a better deal for the Central Coast, The New South Wales senator from the Central Coast ignores the fact that everyone except her wants a better deal for the Central Coast. She's a dill, a complete dill, and an ignorant dill. I mean, anyone that knows John Singleton, has spent any amount of time with him, has picked up the newspaper, would know that he does use a helicopter, but he doesn't own a jet. So if he is lobbying for a better airport, it wouldn't be to land his jet because he hasn't bloody well got one. Speaking of not having one, a brain would be handy with the senator from New South Wales named Deb O'Neill.
This podcast, thanks to winefourear.com.au, putting great Australian wines that you might not have tried right in your glass. Order the exclusive introductory offer now and save over $100 on the recommended retail price. Visit winefourier.com.au. That's wine, P-H-O-R-I-A.com.au.